Yeah, for those of you who do not know me, who are relatively new in this congregation, my name is Uwe Münster. I'm a native German. I'm married to Nicola Münster, and we have three children. And I would like to share just very briefly a little bit about my journey with Jesus so far. And I want to start very early. So maybe many have not heard this. I was born in 1966 into a home of two committed Christian parents who love the Lord and who raised me and my siblings in the Christian faith. In the year 1977, so that's 40 years ago, at the age of 10, I heard the Lord speaking to my heart. As a young boy, I lay my life into the hands of our God, and in the same year I got baptized in the Baptist church in Minden, where I grew up, a small town at the Weser, on the Weser, south. During my later teenage years, I knew a period of being distant to God and also to his people. But in God's amazing grace, he did not let go of me. And in 1990, in October, by his grace, I recommitted, surrendered my life to Christ in a fresh way. I experienced Jesus' visitation in a very personal and very manifest way. The peace of the Lord came into my heart. I've never experienced that peace. I never experienced that peace before. A great sense of joy and also the urgency to tell others about Jesus and the gospel came with it. In 1990, I moved to Bremen to study here. In 1991, I joined the Kreuzgemeinde. It's the church where we are meeting at, our German Baptist sister church. In the same year, I changed my studies from cultural science to teaching. I felt that God was leading me this way. I sensed teaching would be a better preparation for working for him. And at that time, I sensed a strong call to become a missionary somewhere. But the Lord led me differently. I stayed in Bremen, and my mission field is a school. And today, and I have wonderful opportunities to speak with young people about the Lord and the faith. In 1992, the IBC Bremen started here with weekly services and also weekly Bible studies. The same year, I met Nicola. And we also got, I met Nicola in 1991, but in 1992 we got together. And when Nicola moved to Bremen in 1993, we both started to attend the services of IBC Bremen regularly. In the year 1994, we got married and made a decision to commit ourselves fully to the ministry and mission of this church. We started a home group in our flat in the Charlottenstraße. Most of the uni students attended. Nicola got involved in the worship team and also later on for a while in the children's ministry. In 1995, I was asked to join the leadership team of the fellowship, which was not an official or constituted church at that stage. In January 1997, our last missionary pastor, Steve Sly, and his family left IBC Bremen for the States. They were called home. IBC Bremen, as I said, was not a constituted church at that stage, was confronted with a great challenge. The challenge was we didn't have a pastor. And we didn't have the means to call a full-time permanent pastor. And those who were with us at that stage Remember that it was God's amazing provision and grace that he provided us with a full-time pastor from South Carolina, Rick Clark and Jackie Clark, who came by faith and served for 5 years in this church. And then during that time, in 1998, the church was constituted and became an official church. It was also the year where the first deacons were called. I was amongst them. It was James. Brother James is still here today. And Amma, his wife, as the leadership team. Samson, who moved on, and Arne, who also moved on. Samson was replaced by Ola later on. In 1998, the deacons, as I said, were called, and the deaconship involved also, eldership functions, because we didn't have an eldership system in place. In the years to come, Clarks left in 2003, and in the years to come, I was involved and I led three pastor search committees, and I was also directly involved in the calling of numerous interim pastors. Especially during the seasons where IBC Bremen was without a permanent pastor, I sensed a call to help and provide leadership to this church. It was during such a season about 7 years ago where I strongly sensed, together with my brother deacons, that this church needs a more equipped leaders in a form of elders to help the church to grow and to stay focused and also provide stability. Only now, during the pastorate of our dear Pastor Paul and his leadership, we were made able to venture out into this. And as Paul has already shared, we have now got a constitution that provides for the ministry of elders, but we have not yet come to that point to call elders. Well, I, as you all know, I was nominated by Pastor Paul to be the first one. And it may seem a natural kind of development to proceed from being a deacon, especially for such a long time, to become an elder. I just want to assure you, for me, that is not a natural process. I really struggled a bit with this whole idea, and but I had a long period of time, probably a year, more than a year, to think about it, or not, especially to pray about it, and to ask the Lord, what is your will in this? It is God who calls for service. We cannot appoint ourselves, and we cannot be promoted to any ministry. It is God who calls. Well, one has to sense a call. I do feel that God is calling me in all humbleness, if I can say this. And I have come to the following conclusions. My personal relationship, first of all, with the Lord does not depend on any function in this church. I don't need to be anything. I know that I'm someone in Christ. I don't see eldership in the church like a, as I said, position you can be promoted or to, or you can earn, or you deserve it. Eldership is a call from the Lord to provide spiritual guidance, oversight for the church. The Bible and the New Testament very clearly says that what the qualification of any brother who desires to be an elder or this desires this call should be. Pastor Paul shared this in his email this week. It's also stated in our constitution. I've weighed in my heart whether this is for me or not at this time. This is what I have sensed. The pastoral care and the leadership of this church is not a one-man show. Pastor Paul has stressed this numerous times, and he always stressed that he believes in a shared leadership and a leadership team. After all these years of experience in different roles in this church, also in leadership roles, I still sense that I can contribute to IBC Bremen by God's grace. I still feel young enough and to have the energy. Maybe only the Lord knows, maybe these are the best years of my life I can give to the church. I want to invest these years in His kingdom. I know life is short, and I do not want to do things that do not give glory to God. So I want to give myself these years of my life to His service. It's a noble task, the Bible says, to seek to be an elder. And an elder can only lead as far as he knows the support of those who he is called to lead. I would enjoy to continue to support our pastor in leading this church. This is how I would see my role, to support the pastor, to pray with him, and also to seek God's guidance and God's guidance for us. To help to develop ministries, and especially the ministry of eldership as it starts. We have to start somewhere, and why not with me? And so I know that eldership, this new role, needs to be developed, and I would like to help to develop it as much as I can. And I also like to help to identify future elders in this church and to help them to be equipped for the task to take on the baton in a few years' time, or maybe earlier. And also to help to develop a clear understanding within the church family what elders are. I would see myself as a servant, not as someone who controls or someone who exercises power. As I said, I humbly stand before God, and I know that He still has work for in me to do. I believe that there are also gifts I have which have not been developed, that can be developed for the building and edification of this church. This week I was spoken to by two verses I read in the watchwords on Wednesday. One comes from Ezekiel, chapter 34. It says, I will help my flock and they will no longer be plundered. It's actually, the whole chapter is an exhortation for leaders. Yeah? And so I know it's something we can never do in our own flesh and in our own strength. We need to have the Spirit and God's wisdom. And the second verse comes from Ephesians 5:25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He has given the greatest example. This is a footstep too big. But I know with God's help, He can make me able and everyone else who is called to be Christ-like and to show leadership that can be followed. I'm sorry, I have to stop. Yeah, maybe some water. Earlier, the help to help leading God's flock is the highest call. I know that only with God's help and your support, I could accept a call to be an elder. And I would appreciate for you to pray in this process still, so you don't have to vote today, but in the next weeks, in the new year, there will be a vote, and it would be wonderful if you could pray with me and ask for God's guidance, and either to confirm it or not. As I said, I would not feel bad about it. My Christian faith, my life in Christ does not depend on any ministry. Amen.